I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
To go, man. We're on the fucking It's Content podcast, man. We're doing a little internal pod today.
I'm Prosciutto Poppy, and you're watching the It's Content podcast.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Good. Haven't smoked weed in a day.
That's good.
I woke up, had an espresso. I feel like I'm high.
That's progress. Yeah. Really, the caffeine made you like have that rush.
Yeah. I smoked last night.
I'm not a big grass guy.
Yeah. I like to blaze, man. I like to blaze at night when shit's all done.
Honestly, bro, I'm like a good week clean. Like, I haven't won like a week clean with my diet in the gym in like a long time. And my body feels fucking great. So I went this whole weekend without drinking. I think I'm going to take a break from drinking.
I'm down.
I have no urge. I'm going away to Burlington, Vermont tomorrow with Marissa, and I have no urge to have a drink. Like, no urge whatsoever.
Same. I do want to smoke, though, at night. It's fun.
No, but that, I mean, weed's different than alcohol.
It is, but it also isn't, because, like, I'll sit there, and then, like, if I smoke, I don't want to go out. I don't want to talk to no one. I don't want to be noticed. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you do get into a little, like, I could tell when you're high, like, sometimes. Like, I'd be like, always stoned, aren't you? And, like, I don't know. You definitely get lower energy for sure when you're not.
Which is not good. Like, I kind
of. For what we do, it's not good.
It's not good. That's why I really need to balance it out. Like, tonight, go home, watch some Thursday night football, and just probably blaze.
Just chill. Yeah.
But I have no bud, though, so I don't, you know what I mean?
You have no bud?
I don't want to go buy it.
You can make a trip to Happy Valley or
I think I'm just going to do it when I get it. Like, if somehow, like, someone gives me some, I'm done going to the dispensaries, I think.
Just scavenge it a little bit, you know what I mean? Get someone to dish you some for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You could always hit up one of our friends who's a pot dealer, like the good old high school days.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to
But we're here, bro. I just wanted to have a little internal talk about our shit, what we got going on. I feel like the people like this kind of shit. The guests have been good. This is probably going to drop. We got Dion coming Saturday, so this will drop next following week, probably.
Okay.
So the people would have seen the Dion one by now. I think the Dion one was probably my favorite podcast so far.
It was the funnest. It was such a cool venue.
Fun
in Back Bay. Yeah. It was just reposado.
That one actually I was watching it, editing it, and that one like made me laugh the most out of all of them.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, Dion has some funny stories. I think we definitely have to have him on again because
we were banged up.
Well, that's why it was funny. We were fucking ripped, but like 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Me and I had to give Justin like 30 edits to cut out of the fucking thing, but it was a good podcast. And then we got the Millie's episode. So that's up right now. If you guys haven't watched that, go check
Millie's
it out.
Millie's episode's up. Millie's, but he didn't collab. Well,
listen,
though,
I hit him up on DM. He likes the videos. He sent me a voice memo. He's like, hey, listen, the collabs like fuck with my algorithm. I don't know if I want to do it. You know, just invite me. Invited him, didn't collab. But it's all good. You know, he has his reasoning, whatever. The clips still did good.
Yeah, they did.
The videos all did good. I mean, all of them should be out by now.
I think we always learn after every kind of like, not incident like that, but like some. When we learn.
Situation, yeah.
Yeah, situation. At the end of the day, we don't need anyone. It's going to blow up.
Right. Yeah. I think either way, we appreciate his time. It was good content, you know. But, you know, like you said, like the posting and everything else is on us, you know. Like, we don't need a collab post. We don't need a fucking a story shout out, you know what I mean?
We don't need anyone to fuck. Well, I mean, we need people to repost it, but I'm not going to fucking sit here beg you to repost and comment. I'm not going to send you a photo and say, hey, can you comment?
I think one of my biggest pet peeves in this industry is when people DM me and say, hey, drop a comment on this.
Yeah, it's just
share this on, please share this. Like, bro,
it's just like so unorganic. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck do you think this is?
I like what Clinton Spock said. He said, you can support, but you can't support garbage.
Yeah, and that's very real.
So if I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
I just think I don't know. For me personally, I'm not going to like spam all my like people that I view as important, like whether it's a celebrity, athlete, whatever,
fuck
and say, go comment on this post. Like, you just look like a fucking leech at that point. So for me personally, I would never do that. That's just like a pet peeve of mine. I don't know why I just thought of that, just brought it up. But besides that, the content's been good. The podcast has been flowing. We've been doing every Saturday at 5 p.m. If you guys don't know that by now, I don't know if you live it under a rock, but every Saturday at 5 p.m., podcast drops on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Am I missing anything? Other platforms? Just Spotify and Apple, right? YouTube.
Got every Tuesday at 7, the vlog.
Skit.
Delis.
Deli.
Every Tuesday, 7, deli. Wednesday is going to be the bloopers.
Yeah,
bloopers.
I don't know if we'll have one up yet, but probably not yet. But bloopers are going to be coming out on Wednesdays at 7, which will be something to look forward to, all the bloopers in the deli. And then Thursday at 7, we have vlogs. So we have a good cadence right now. We got two YouTube shorts a day, pretty much. So yeah, I mean, things are flowing.
We got merch, man. The Boston hats.
Yeah, let's talk about the merch. So, I mean, a lot of people that are listening to it to this probably already know what we're referring to, but if you don't, why don't we talk about the whole story of the Boston hats? Why don't we dive into that?
The whole story. I think
you can kick this off because you're the one with the original idea.
About 2 years ago, probably about this summer will be 2 years. We went to New York, did the Growing Up Italian podcast, and I noticed they had some hats, Growing Up Italian hats. I'm like, yo, those are fire. He goes, yeah, they're pretty cool. We don't sell them. I'm like, what?
Yeah, the hats were like, they had stitching and patches on them, so, and it was like, you don't see that the a lot street here.
Yeah, but you don't see that here in Boston. It's not fashion here in Boston, really, to be honest. There's people like that gets, it's more like just the Concepts crew is like the fashion crew in Boston. That's really it. You know, which I respect though, because they are all swaggy. Like, I love Concepts.
And then you just have like people like me, just hoodies and sweats.
Yeah.
That'll never change. Continue the story though.
Anyways.
Fuck. So you had the Grown Up Italian hats.
Yeah, we got the Grown Up Italian hats. So I reached out to the dude, A Products. Was just chopping it up with him. Wanted to work something out. And I finally said to you, I'm like, yo, let's just make our own hat. And you were like, eh, like really doing a bunch of shit. You can take care of it. Kind of like how you did with the podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we this was probably what? February, March? Because we did
our February, March, yeah. We were like coming up with designs. And
that was when we got back from New York in January.
Yep.
And then a little time passed that you got in touch with Tommy from A-Plus Products.
They gave me a second hat because that was the second time we went. And I was like, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, we got to do something with these. And I love clothes, bro. You know what I mean? I do kind of want to design shit. I definitely.
Like Virgil.
What?
Virgil Poppy. You know Virgil?
Yeah.
RIP, but you know, that's like him, like the design. Anyway, so yeah, we came back. You like designing the clothes. You're like, hey, let's do this. I'm like, you know, it's a cool idea, but I don't really know. Like, I got a lot of shit going on. Just take care of it. And we'll
we just did it, man. We kind of just happened to put designs together.
How about the first fucking mock? How about the first hat we had?
Yeah, Tom, the dude who did the hat sent us a mock. We're like, oh, this is pretty decent. Then I seen it online. I was like, yo, you just stole someone else's. You used
an exact logo that was online, but bro, I'll probably pull up an image for this.
Yeah, that's right.
The hat is really bad. Like compared to the final product, it sucks. But we were wearing that in videos and people were like, yo, I want that hat.
And I'm like, all right. And then I seen it was already someone else's. I was like, all right, how can we tweak this? And I kind of just got creative and put our own spin on it.
Put the T logo on it. The T logo was already on it, but we put black and yellow S.
That hat is the best hat. You know what the best part is? We're starting to inspire others with the with all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems
starting
like
starting to see other people do very similar do shit.
Stuff, yeah. That's
more
cool.
Content from people and even just the hats. I'm starting to see a lot of Boston hats.
It's funny because I was, when I started this 3 years ago, like September 2020, I don't remember seeing anyone doing any Boston shit, like nothing, comedy. So like I started doing that and then I noticed seeing more people do it. And I'm not sitting here saying like I fucking started the whole Boston comedy movement, but on TikTok specifically,
you did.
I'll sit here and say like was one of the first to really pioneer that.
100%.
Which is dope because like then we, like you said, we inspire others to do the content. Now it's like merch is coming out that's like us, which like you can look at it one of two ways. I choose to look at it in like the more glass half full way where it's like, all right, we're making a positive impact. People want to do what we do. But you could also look at it like you're just like biting shit.
It is corny though, bro. It is corny out of all things. It is you're going to drop Boston hats. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we kind of
coined that, you know, like I think when people, well, honestly, bro, we had people sending us shit.
Yeah.
And like at that point, it was kind of like now
eye opening.
Now I'm getting, now it's like
all right, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like we worked hard for this and now you're going to try to, but it's, I will never be the person to say, yo, don't make money.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to, we should choose to look at it like the more positive way where it's like, all right, go make your money, do your thing, but expect people to come at you because we started doing this.
We started doing it. We have a fucking we have loyal followers.
Right.
And take passion in the shit we do, bro. We worked hard for this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But even before all that though, like, we started wearing these samples and videos and then this was like April. This was probably March 2023. So this past March and people are like, yo, we need that hat. And that's kind of the first like we did it kind of by accident because we were just wearing it for fun. And then that was the first time like my eyes opened to like marketing. Like that's, we really created like a demand for these hats.
Yep, which was great. And I'm like, yo, we gotta, let's see. I said, let's, excuse me, hold on. Fucking espresso. Fucking gagging.
Taco Bell last night?
Nah, fuck no. Fuck no. I've been cooking, man. I've been only eating my food.
It's good. Anyway, continue. We created the demand for it, and we were like, hey, instead of throwing these online and getting some orders, let's fucking throw an event.
Let's see the first
live event.
Right, and we fucking, that one was very well planned.
And honestly, bro, honestly, shout out Jarrett from the label. Shout out the label altogether. Yeah. Shout out Tange, my guys, the label. Their headquarters in Wilmington, Flick, actually. Look at
that. That was funny. He photoshot our first event. I was watching the vlog last night with my buddy, and I'm like, yo, this is, and I looked at it, I said, damn, this is the least viewed thing, and it was probably the one that meant the most to us.
Yeah, isn't that 300
views? I'm like, wow. I said, people knew we only made 100 hats.
Right.
There was a line out the door. There was a line before crazy, we even opened. There was people sneaking up.
That was crazy to think back on that. For that first event is probably still, I think Wahlberg might have took the top spot for my most feel good moment, but. That and Wahlberg is a close one and two.
Shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken.
Shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken.
They catered that.
Now we're trying to level up the merch.
There was all summer we actually, all right, so we threw.
When was the last time we had merch live?
Listen, we dropped 100 hats.
Yes.
And they were very exclusive. People are fucking demanded. I said, T, let's throw a second event. We come back with a second event at the Grand.
How many hats do we have for that?
Think about
event?
That. We had an event at the Grand.
The Grand in Boston, one of the most hot clubs in the city. Probably the hottest club in the city, to be honest.
It was because it holds 700.
Fucking Akon just performed there the other night. We got Akon there. You got DaBaby there. You get
fucking Pauly Sexy D there, Red.
Sexy Red. Like, right. That, like the Grand is like the hottest club in Boston.
And we
were able to throw an event there. Collaborated with, I mean, I don't want to say collaborated with Big Night because it wasn't, but someone at Big Night, our guy Buddy Costa, helped us get the venue, which was dope.
So that's right there, and I'm like,
Dave's Hot Chicken catered again. It was a great event. It was a good event. A DJ Cisco, shout out DJ Cisco.
Yep. We had multiple hats. Our number two seller is the airport sign, but people don't know because we're gonna drop those again. But we sold 100 of those, and the signs are messed up. It's the Mass Pike sign. It's supposed to be I-90. So that's, watch when we sell them online. There's going to be hundreds of them going out, thousands of them going out. Whoever has a 93, those are the real ones.
Yeah, you'll know that you were one of the first. Because
the kid in LA who made them didn't realize Mass Pike is not 93. And,
yeah, the kid in LA was just fucking eating mushrooms and making our hats, to be honest. But
yo, shout out to Tommy, man. Shout out Tommy. Yeah, Tommy got him going.
He definitely takes hot drugs.
I mean, let's be, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, yeah, some shit were like, we got it was like different colors and different hats. And I'm like, bro, an invoice months later for fucking bucket hats. I'm like, bro, it's midwinter. You may invoice me about bucket hats.
But honestly, though, shout out him for making those bucket hats for Louisville, too.
Yeah, that's another thing
we can talk about, too, is our trip to Louisville. But wait, let's finish the merch talk first. So, what could people expect for this next drop?
This next drop, we're going to expect the Logan Airport signs. You're going to expect...
Like what kind of hats? So describe the hats to the people.
We got the snapbacks.
Yep.
Snapbacks. We're actually coming with a all blacked out Boston hat, kind of like yours, but with our logo on it. We got the white Zacom bridge, and its content is going to be on everything.
Everything.
Whether it's a shirt, it's going to be on the bottom. Yep. Oh, we got hoodies and sweats coming up. Well, the hats are going to come first.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of fuckery going on with the merch, trying to level it up,
That's why I was saying, what was the last drop we had? Because we haven't sold merch in probably at least 4 months.
Online. Probably beginning of summer, we threw our event June, put them online. So that was another thing. So once, after our second event.
Like August.
After our second event, we had a couple of dozen of hats, so we put them all online.
Yep.
They sold out. Everything sold out.
A few days, maybe.
Everything sold out. And we sat there and fucking packaged all of them.
A lot of hats.
Shout out to Kayla. She printed all the fucking labels.
Shout out to you for packing most of them.
Massing them right. Just got to grind. Got to grind, bro. Yeah, that my whole fucking, that was the office before
bro,
we had
I
the
walk
office.
In this kid's kitchen. There's just like boxes 200 piled. Boxes stacked piled. Up in his fucking kitchen.
It was good. But that was the last time, June. So listen, I think we put out a total of 300 Boston hats. That's how exclusive they are. A little less, maybe. No, 100 and 150. So 250 we put out.
But in total for hats, though, we sold more than 250.
Over 500.
Probably over 500
Over 500,
hats.
Yeah.
Not just Boston hats. Like all
we had
the
violation. But what you should be expecting is the original Boston, born in Boston, black and white. And then we're going with a blacked out Boston. I'm actually really excited.
I'm excited for that.
We got the Logan Airport coming out. And I think we got the Boston Beanie coming out. I think that's going to be the first drop. It was supposed to be a whole sweatsuit, different color sweatsuits. But
when can people expect this first drop? Do you think?
I don't know, bro.
We're waiting on samples to come in. He said probably a couple weeks for our samples.
Right before holidays. Yeah,
hopefully,
right before
hopefully we can get it out before holidays so we can really hammer like a last minute holiday. The only thing that sucks is holiday shipping, bro. Everything's backed up.
So anal beads.
Hopefully we can get it even
earlier. We'll see if we could do a little rush shipping. Maybe we'll just do a rush shipping option only.
Yeah.
So they do get it and we're just making all the fucking
maybe people got to pay $20 to ship it.
So listen, the hat's going to cost $100. Justin laughed.
What is it? What is like a legitimate price point?
$50. We're selling them for $50.
Yeah.
Because sorry.
I mean, but like honestly, we're not making much profit off of it.
I mean, as I can see, there's a couple of other Boston hats going around right now that are fucking nowhere near as good as ours, and they're priced the same. So
the hats are going to be good quality. It's going to last you forever.
You want to know why? Obviously, it's good quality. We want to know why it's so high. Is because when you wear that hat, 4 or 5 people are coming up to you asking where you got that hat.
It is true,
and
bro.
They can't just buy it.
It really is true, and we're not. And I don't know how people can say we're fucking lying, but it's not just because it's our brand. I swear to God, whenever I wear my hat at least once a day, I get people, where'd you get that hat?
And how good is it?
And
feel?
Then I say, oh, I made it. Like, you made those hats? It's like,
right, it's just you like, made those. They like, you stitched those hats. I'm like, no, fucking stitched that, but they're my hats.
Yeah.
But, you know, that logo is going to take us places.
Yeah, bro. I'm excited for the next great steps. For the merch, I would say look out. Obviously, on our social media, we'll be updating you and shit. But, like, I would say probably closer to Christmas. I would say maybe mid-December, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We can get it out.
Hopefully,
beginning
man.
Mid-December. But besides that, I wanted to talk about our Louisville trip because we kind of, like, alluded to it a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of like it's underrated. Especially how much we listen to Jack.
Do you forget we're citizens of Louisville? Do you forget about that?
Shout out to Mia Greenberg. We are citizens of Louisville.
Shout out Mia Greenberg, his wife, his kids, great fucking family. Mia Greenberg is the mayor of Louisville.
Louisville.
I'm saying Louisville. I'm just going to keep saying Louisville because I'm just not going to.
It's fake when you say the Louisville. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm just being myself. Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Anyway, we go down there. But number one, first and foremost, shout out our guy, Ollie, man.
Yeah,
our guy,
shout out to Ollie.
He's been a real one for a while, man. How did you get in contact with Ollie, actually?
Cooking for Devontae.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Yes.
Not this summer. No, 2022 summer.
So this is right when you started cooking for athletes and shit a little bit. Yep. And you were going to cook for Devontae Parker on the Patriots. Ollie is his like manager, friend, whatever. So you connected with him then. Then we started going to a training camp with him, a few games and stuff. And we just developed a good friendship. Yep. And then he was like, hey, like, you know, Devontae has a camp every year in Louisville, every summer. It's like the third or fourth annual.
You guys got to come out.
He said that to us in like March. And then like the camp came around in like July. He was like, so y'all coming? I'm like,
Of course.
Why not? Yeah. I fucking played 2 games of football, broke my leg freshman year, but why not?
Let's go to the football camp. And it was a great experience, man. We went down and definitely
he put us up in a hotel and shit. He took good care of us. Shout out him.
Seen the different, like,
just different culture.
He thought
we were
going to be super culture shocked, which, like, it definitely is.
It's just different, bro. The accent.
Louisville is
just like this, our city life compared to like that. It's not the same. Yeah.
It's you know what it is about Louisville? It's like everyone is weird in their own way,
right?
And no one gets judged.
No one gets judged.
It's great, bro.
How about no traffic? Not a fucking second of traffic.
And it's
I was
a city
there.
Too. You know what I mean? Like it is.
There's a community there, bro.
Yeah,
you've even said it a bunch of times on shows. It's like there's really a difference here and there with like the support, especially like local artists get from each other.
It's great.
It's not like everyone versus each other. It's like everyone together there, right. Which is dope.
It's wild. Like even like with their fashion, like they all have their own. What I mean weird is like. They all have their own swag, bro. It's weird to us
because, like you said, there's no fashion here.
Well, I bet you they all can say like everyone's
we're weird here.
Yeah.
The way we fucking talk and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's the same shit. There.
I didn't mean it in a bad way. Like weird and like,
no. It's like well, that people say people like Austin, Texas is like their whole slogan is like we're weird.
But you're like people in Oregon are weird. You know what I mean?
Keep Austin weird.
I think Peyton Pritchard in Oregon's weird.
Some people in Boston are weird. You ever go to fucking Roslindale or Austin?
Roslindale has got the, I don't know if that's weird.
No, it's like the Artsy District. Alston, Roslindale.
But Alston and Roslindale are not near each other.
They're not?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
How do you know they're not near each other?
Because Roslindale's near fucking like Mattapan, kid. You're talking about Roslindale. You're talking about fucking murderers. You're talking about murderers. Justin, delete that.
No, but seriously though.
I actually want to look real quick. Are you sure? Justin, can you attest to this?
I think Poppy's right. I don't know.
Really? They're not close to each other?
No.
Alston's near like Brighton, Cambridge. Yeah. So where's Rosendale then? What the fuck am I talking about? Rosendale's
like Forest Hills and fucking...
Yeah, it is. But what the fuck am I thinking of then? Rosendale and...
Hyde Park and fucking...
Maybe I was thinking of Hyde...
Murder Pin.
Yeah, you're right. All right, scratch all that. What are we talking about again? Louisville. How about we talk about the Dirt Bowl in Louisville?
Listen, I think that was the most authentic experience. A lot of people listening to this
don't know what the Dirt Bowl is.
No. So it's... Listen, we go to Shawnee High School.
Shawnee High School in Louisville. Louisville. Probably about, 20 minutes from the city, I would say. 15 minutes from the city.
Since you went to Shawnee.
Yeah, we went there and there was like a, Ollie was like, hey, there's like a basketball tournament or whatever.
We got security because we in the hood. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, bro. And huh. Listen, you guys that live in Boston, you might have thought like you've seen the hood here.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Listen, there's bad parts of Boston. I'm not denying that at all. But Louisville, different, bro. Different.
Everywhere, dude.
I went to Lion Academy, Roxbury. I've seen it all.
It's funny. These, you got the dudes that are in like, they think they're all gangbangers around here. It's like, bro, go to like Florida. You know what I mean?
We were driving to the school, like the neighborhood the high school was in. There was just like boarded up windows, just like
and person came stray out.
Cats and shit.
And then the person came out of the boarded house. I'm like, whoa.
What's going on in there, sir? So we pull up to the fucking high school in a Sprinter van.
Oh, they got the barbecue outside. I wish I did a barbecue review there. That would have been authentic. God, that would have been fucking great.
And we got out. We walk in. We have a security guard with us. And like we probably didn't need him, but like he was just like working. So Ollie was like,
"Yeah." There was mad cops there too.
There was a lot of cops there.
It was pretty cool.
There was a lot of people there. It was dope. I had a good time. I mean, the game was good. It was a little shit talking, but they had a dude, this fucking announcer that was going the whole time. He fucking was mad annoying. He sucked. But besides that, the fucking game was good. I had a good experience.
Went to the Dirt Bowl in Louisville.
That should be a fucking hat or a shirt, to be honest. It's like when you see people say like my car climbed Mount Washington, those stickers. So I went to the Dirt Bowl. That should be that in Louisville.
I think everyone in Louisville can be like, damn, y'all went to the Dirt Bowl. Like we're valid. Valid down there.
Yeah, I could see that being a thing. But yeah, nah, man. Louisville was a good experience.
Shout out to Vontae, man.
Shout out to Vontae is right. What about some dream podcast guests? Do you have any dream podcast guests?
Boston's very own Nick DiGiovanni. What's up?
You want Nick on this podcast?
I mean, I would like to chop it up. I mean, we met him before and I don't know. I feel like he don't owe us a collab, but I don't know. There's not too many of us from Boston. I feel like I do the food shit.
I also think he just has mad shit going on.
Yeah, bro. He's busy.
He's a book. He's fucking out here cooking with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and shit. Yeah, worry. Let's just make eat prosciutto together. Steak like, tacos. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he he's a good kid. I remember that was a fun night with him and Kuj at the Celtics game.
That was a good night.
Them back.
I'm
gonna come out and say it. I want Dwayne The Rock Johnson on here. I want The Rock. The Rock follows me. Did you know that?
I know that.
I don't think we talked about it on the pod yet. The Rock follows me, which is pretty cool.
And a personal voice note from The Rock.
He sent me a personal. So this is what happened. So I'm chilling at my girl's house. Nikki and JoJo Scalata, New York guys, who are going to have the podcast real soon. They're coming on the podcast real soon. They were in town. This was over the summer. We did a bunch of deli videos. They all blew up crazy. Probably a couple weeks later, I'm at my girl's. I'm just chilling on my phone, and she's on FaceTime with her friend, and I'm just like scrolling through my messages and my notifications and scrolling. And I see like a blue check mark follow me. And I look, I kind of scroll by it. It said The Rock. I thought it said The Rock. I was like, no fucking way. Go on it, click on it, and it says follow back The Rock. 392 million followers.
I was like, huh?
392 million followers. At the time, he was following like 700 people, and I was just like, what? And I literally like just said it to my girl. She doesn't like give a fuck about this shit. Like, not that she doesn't care what I do, but she's like not a clout chaser. Like, she has her own job and shit. Like, she doesn't get like all fucking starstruck. But when I said The Rock, she was like, what? Hung up the phone and like looked. And I just DM'd him and I'm like, yo, need to get you in the deli. I forget what I said. Like, appreciate the follow. Big fan. Go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. I just got back from the gym. It's like probably noon. in a fucking voice note, 42 second voice note from The Rock, bro. I'm mad nervous.
Yeah.
I'm mad. I don't know why. Cause obviously, like, he's not gonna be a dickhead to me, but like, yeah. I don't know. It's like the fucking Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, fucking Jumanji.
Yo, so you got that. And then I started seeing the viral videos of him going up to people in Hollywood, yes. like on the buses.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yes. Well, it's just funny.
What's the first, actually, this is a good question. What's your first, like, in, like, memory of The Rock? Obviously, like, wrestling, but like, what movie? Do you have like a movie
yeah,
you
see, remember? So, like, from? We were born in 99, The Rock. I think, I don't know what year he left, WWE. I think it was WWF when he left. Justin, do you know when he left? I think it was like 2003, 2004. Yeah, so I was young when The Rock was wrestling, so I really didn't watch him wrestling. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what movie, like what was the first movie I saw him in? I seen him in a couple Kevin Hart movies.
Oh, I think the first movie I seen The Rock in was Gridiron Gang.
Yeah,
I think it was Gridiron with Exhibit. You know Exhibit?
I know Exhibit. That was a good movie.
And yeah, and then
Ballers, you know Ballers?
Yeah, I've seen Ballers.
The good show right there.
But I remember watching his highlights because I love football growing up, but I remember him watching his highlights at Miami football. The Rock highlights.
His father, Rocky Johnson, the wrestler?
What about his daughter? I think she wrestles.
The fuck you asking about his daughter for?
Well, I know he has a daughter that looks just like him. She's jacked and shit too.
Okay. Anyway, that's a good clip. Well, now we lost The Rock, so no. Guess we're not having The Rock on now.
You didn't say anything bad.
I'm just busting your
ass. I'm not wrong.
No, she's a wrestler. Why'd
you make it weird? Like you asked about his daughter. I mean, like, I'm not like trying to bang his daughter. I'm just saying he got a daughter that fucking looks just like him, and she's WWE too. Where you going? Nah, but you know who I do have a crush on though? Maya Brady. You know Maya Brady?
I'm back.
Know Brady's niece, Maya Brady?
No, I don't know Maya. You saying her name right? Is it Mia?
No, I think it's Maya Brady.
How's it spelled? If you fucked up Mia, I'm really going to be mad. I'm going to be actually angry. If it's not spelled M-Y-A, I'm going to be really pissed.
M-A-Y-A.
Okay, it is. Wait, you're right. But I wouldn't put it past you to like MIA, like you'd say Maya instead of Mia.
No, that's Mia. I've talked to a few different girls, you know what I mean? Mia, Maya's.
I forget what I was saying though, bro. You just fucked up my whole train of thought. Oh, The Rock. So yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson follows. I sent him a voice memo back. I'm not going to say what he said in the voice memo, but it was some kind words to us. He was basically just saying he's a fan and keep doing what we're doing. And he wants to come in the deli for a sandwich. He actually said that.
I want a sandwich right now.
We got to get him in there.
I want a sandwich.
But you didn't give a dream podcast guest. Who was it? Come on, buddy. You don't know. There's not one person you don't want on it.
Dream podcast guest. Probably Jack Harlow. Chop it up. Fucking talk about a couple of songs. I think that's 100% my fucking most listened to artist.
How many minutes?
This year? Probably like 30,000, bro. It's a lot. I definitely, like, minutes? I wish Apple did that to every, like, music artist. Like, they gave something to, like, the number one listener or let them know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the number one listener.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
I mean, growing up young, like, I grew up, like, smoking weed and just, like, punkish. So, like, G Herbo.
What about even before that, though? Do you remember, like elementary school age?
Oh, yeah. That was all R&B, like, because my mom, my dad, like, fucking yeah. Ja Rule, all that 50 Cent. My older brother, I remember growing up, going downstairs, he would just, like, have the Get Rich or Die Trying tape playing. Yeah. So, I grew up into hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was never a dude to, like, try to make music, you know what I mean? It's but I loved music since a young age.
We both grew up with older brothers. I remember going down to my brother, was living in the basement at the time. Yeah, he had a fucking Rottweiler down, and he was getting a tattoo, and they just had My Dad's Crazy by Eminem on, and yeah, that song is fucked.
Bro, that's fucked. Funny.
All
that's
that
funny.
Old Eminem is just fucked.
That's funny.
And I'm just
bro.
Like sitting there listening to it. And I remember I come home one day because I looked up Eminem. I'm talking to my boys in like third grade about it. And I'm like, do you know the song Kill You by Eminem? And I'm like, can you play it? And it's just like, bitch, I'm gonna kill you. You don't want to fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like crazy shit. How about the song Kim when he's just talking about killing his wife?
Yeah.
I remember hearing that song and Really Being Scott. No, what song really fucked me up? And you know what I'm gonna say.
Wait. I was just thinking about when you were talking. Oh, wait, is this Eminem? I'm not a big Eminem guy.
No, not Eminem. Dance with the Devil, Immortal Technique.
Nope.
Justin.
Mortal
Dance with the Devil, Immortal Technique. You never heard that?
Like it fucked you up.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how
yeah.
do you play it? Play it.
Bro, when he talks, you don't. Justin knows what I'm talking about.
You're saying like the intro.
interaction, like
just like the whole song was fucked. You like know he what talks song about fucked some dude me up and fucking you know raping his own mother and killing her.
What about what song is it with the puppets and the fucking music video? That really fucked me up. The ass song.
This song.
Nah.
The beat's fucked up too. All right, we're not gonna get copyrighted on
you. Yeah, no, but I mean, wow, I'm thinking of it. Listen to some fucked up music, man. As
trying to think
age.
Of the fucked up.
That's funny.
I
you had
to.
Your older brother too, where they lived in the basement. Yeah, I would go down and see my brother.
Shit.
He would have this wooden door that was they put up in the basement that was just like old, like light, yeah. like new light wood, and he just would draw like they used to smoke pot down there. Yep. I've seen my fucking brother smash one of my sister's boyfriends down yeah. there, like fuck, not like smash, like literally fucked him up. Like I grew up, bro, and seeing some crazy shit, crazy violence. My fucking brother, like hitting, like throwing my sister down the stairs yeah. for like yeah. some crazy dumb shit.
Remember my uncle was, I have a couple fucking uncles that were on and off drugs. One that's still on, no, they're both still on it. One, my dad's clean, always been clean. My oldest uncle's always been clean, and then the two other ones have always been fucked up. But my grandmother, I lived in a triple decker, so she lives on the first floor, me and my parents on the second, and then like my brother on the third. So she'd always let my uncles in and out of the house to live there and shit, because they're always fucking in yeah. rehab, jail, whatever. My fucking uncle was using shit again. He was living at the house, and him and my mother would always beef because she like, I don't want these fucking guys in my house. Like, what the fuck? He would steal shit and stuff. And one day, I think my mother was coming up to bring the laundry up, and I was little. I had to be like 7, 8, and I remember watching her come up, and my uncle was down there with her, and he like sprinted up the stairs and like tried to go around her and like kind of shoved her, and she like fell down the stairs, and she's like in his face like talking mad shit. They're like neck and neck, bro. My dad gets home from work, from the post office, just worked a fucking 8-hour shift, miserable in the
probably
cold.
More bro, if he was working post office, probably 10 hours
just shift. Got home, and my mother tells him what happened, and we're on the second floor, he's on the first floor, bro. He fucking, I remember vividly in my grandmother's living room, like sprinted down there, bro. He's trying to get out of my brother's probably 21. He's holding him back, his shirt's ripping. He's my fucking pussy uncle is hiding behind his son, who was a baby at the time, and like, look what you're doing to the kid, you're gonna fight me in front of the kid. And my father's like ready to rip his fucking head off. Yeah. But just like growing up seeing yeah. shit like that at like 7 right. 8 years right. old, it's like that shit was yeah, just bro. Always there. But yeah. yeah, just trauma, you know.
Yeah, I have so much fucking shit I'm not even gonna say on this podcast.
Yeah,
bro.
No, not even worth saying it. But you right. know, people could put two and two together. And,
yo, it's fucking know, yo,
think
wild.
Of like the worst shit possible. And yeah,
probably. It's gonna come out one day though.
Yeah,
because when the truth comes out though, that everyone's like, why would you say that? Like, why wouldn't you say and
why
pretend
are you not allowed,
that it's
why
good?
Why are you not allowed to speak your truth?
Oh, well, I can't speak the truth on how it affected my life, right? But it's funny, bro. It's funny.
Wow, give me your top three artists all time. All time.
Top three artists all time.
All time. But like, people, we're gonna get judged on this because
all time.
I'm not asking for like the best rappers of all time.
No, I got you.
I'm asking for
my
like
favorite.
If you're stranded on an island and you have three artists, and you got all their music. What three artists are you picking?
In my life right now.
Yes, right now.
If I had like on an island, like I get to everything's, like, you know, I'm living nice. I'm living nice
yeah,
on the island.
Yeah, but you only get to listen to three artists for the rest of your life. Like all their albums.
Drake's
shit.
Number one.
Yeah.
Well, not in order, but Drake's up there. Damn, this is tough. I gotta say Jack Harlow, bro. You know what I mean? I listen to him all day on an island, off an island, fucking sleeping. I listen to him. You know what I mean? Jack Harlow, Drake. I'll fucking say Taylor Swift.
Shut the fuck up. You're just saying that for the video.
This is fucking tough, bro. It's tough. What kind of mood am I gonna wanna be in? Fuck, bro. I don't know.
Buddy, one artist. One more artist. Rod Wave. You want Rod Wave?
I think I'm going Chris Brown.
All right, that's not bad.
I think
like
I'm
that.
Going Chris Brown.
I like that because it gives you the variety of the old shit.
And if I want to fucking get in like a little nice, if I'm with a nice shawty on the island, I want right. to maybe dance Chris Brown.
Well, this
Brown
is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go A Boogie, a big A Boogie guy. Big A Boogie. He has some his old shit. Yeah. His newest shit's not as good, but like his oldest shit, like, you know, 2016 to like 2019, 2020, very good. I'm gonna go A Boogie. Gotta go Jack too. Jack, big Jack Harlow fan. And I'm gonna probably just go Drake because it's like, but Jack and Drake are kind of like similar.
They're
so
similar.
I should do something different than Drake. Drake just has so many bangers though.
That's what it is. Drake's like, been fuck. Doing it for longer, so he has more. But then Jack Def gets some of his inspiration from Drake. So it's kind of like,
music,
I like the
yeah.
cocky, but I worked for a cocky. You know what I mean? It's
so yeah, I'll just say Jack Harlow, Drake, and A Boogie with the hoodie.
Yeah.
What do we have for some goals for its content?
A couple of goals for its content is staying consistent with all the stuff we're doing, man.
Short-term, long-term goals. Give me short-term goals, like next 3 months.
Next 3 months? I really...
What are we looking to do the next 3 months? Merch live. Merch live. Merch, at least two drops.
Merch live, yep.
I want at least two drops.
I want sweatpants. I want all of our team to have gear.
Yep.
I want to wear nothing but our stuff.
Yes, yes. Yes. Just how Mark Wahlberg wears Municipal 24/7. I want my closet full of all of that shit.
Nothing but our stuff. And I want it to be a clothing brand. I don't want it to be merch. I don't want it to just be hoodie sweats. You know what I mean? I want to do a collab with Kizzo. I want a pair of fucking jeans.
I want to collab with Concepts.
Dude, that would be fucking Concepts, great. That's very doable. I seen Tarek commented under the Millie's video.
He loves us.
Tarek came up and gave me a fucking hug and a kiss on the cheek. And he had fucking his wisdom teeth removed.
His daughter's a fucking fan. Like, it just makes sense. Like, Dion is a fucking dear friend of ours. Tarek loves us, who fucking is one of the top dogs.
I wear Concepts in almost every cooking video I do.
It's gonna
bro.
Happen.
I love their
content
shit.
Concepts.
I'm not asking for the Bathing Ape and Concepts collab. I like your stuff. I like their shit.
Yes.
I like their shit, bro.
I agree. I think a fair thing for the next 3 months is obviously, we're going to keep the delis rolling, everything coming, but we're going to add bloopers in every Wednesday for sure. We're going to add in potentially, I mean, we're talking about a food show with you, something with food.
Yeah, something with food. I think we can get that launched out. I think that is more of actually planning, aligning, and I think we get paid for those too. We come in, maybe $500.
It should be like a Guy Fieri style where we're showcasing your place, talking to the owner.
Short-term goal the next 3 months, merch. More ways to monetize its content, I think.
200K?
250K, quarter of a million, 3 months, I think. Quarter of a million, maybe less time.
It just depends on the shorts, bro. The shorts is what's really.
Oh my god,
really
we got Nikki and JoJo's coming. We got the Ted shorts coming. Yeah, gonna be some bangers.
Talk about the Ted episode real quick.
Oh man, we filmed
the Ted episode. Will be live by now. People will be able to see it.
Oh, so the Ted episode will be live. Yep. Yeah, that's very good. Very, very good.
We really just got inspired by we now met Mark Wahlberg twice, and the second time we got to really chop it up with him and talk to him.
I got the chills right now. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we filmed the Ted episode, and then all of a sudden I see something on Twitter. You send me it. Ted is coming up with his own show.
I guess they're coming out with like a Ted show.
What are the odds of that?
And we just randomly decided to film a Ted episode.
Randomly.
So, yeah, it really just came from like talking to Mark. He actually, and we cut the last podcast, so we didn't talk about this yet.
Yeah.
So we met Mark at the Moxie's event, but then we just met him again at the Concepts event from Municipal about, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
2.5 weeks ago. And we're there before. Dion got us in early at Concepts. Mark was doing like a pop-up for his Municipal brand. And he comes in with like a little crew and we're already in there. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know if he's going to come up to me again. I mean, he might say hello, but like, I don't know if he's going to like chop it up with us.
Came right up.
Bro, he literally saw us from like mad far away. He goes, boys, walks up. Shakes our hand, whatever. And we talked to him for like a good 10 minutes, bro. Like a good 10 minutes. He's like taking time out to be like, how are you guys doing? How's everything going? And the funniest thing he said was, you know, I got a lot of calls about you guys. Once you guys put the video up, I get a lot of calls. A lot of people that I know see your videos. And he said, Mark, you have someone in New York, you said, that called you about us. And you couldn't think of who it was, but you said we got to set up a FaceTime call altogether. So, Mark, this is for you, brother.
And for Mark to bring it up, it got to be someone pretty big.
Right. And it's like either way, though, I'll gladly take any connection.
It could be
a McDonald's worker, no shade, but like it could be anyone. You know what I mean? It could be any person. I'll take a connection. I don't give a fuck.
No, I agree.
So I think that's big.
Yeah, I think he's gonna like the Ted episodes. And
I got off topic there, but we got the Ted inspiration because we just saw him. We got some of his clothes, his shoes, and we were like, why don't we just, bro? Like a lot of our inspiration for these videos is from watching movies growing up, and his movies were a big part. So we're like, why don't we just take like inspiration from his movies? Like we did like a Departed scene, we did a other guy's scene, like we did like a Ted costume. We just like made it like Ted got dropped after the movies and he was working in the deli.
Yeah.
So we just like put our own little spin on it, which was cool. But I think he would like it. I think he's gonna like it.
No, definitely. It's funny, bro. We go something from the
who
other
knows?
Guys.
We might drop this and he might have just like fucking shared it and shit. Who knows?
Shit, right. I think things are gonna line up. I think we're gonna somehow actually be in the Ted series.
Yeah.
Season two or something.
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst idea to get, you know, two people in, that are from Boston that can act, actually, that have from, big followings.
Actually from Boston,
too. Yeah, like from East Boston, not from like Tewksbury. You know what I mean? But for the short term, I would say the merch, the deli stuff, the just content, bro. Just more content. That's it. I'm not going to set any crazy goals for the short term because anything can happen. We can blow up. We can go stagnant. Who knows? But right now, we're flowing. We're fucking flowing. What about long-term goals? Long-term goals, I'll start us off. I just asked that question, and I'm going to fucking answer it.
I want to be in LA fucking on set. You know what I mean? You know what Jack said? Yeah. Used to be on set with one GoPro. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it went on, you know what I mean. We got a little. We made our own set, a couple of cameras. You know?
I want to eventually be able to have like a space where we can make our own sets because we film at an actual fucking deli. We're not filming at like a
fucking
a
studio,
set, a movie set. Like we have to wait till they close to kind of communicate with the owner and get in there and fucking film.
Yeah.
So that gets to be a pain in the ass sometimes. So yeah, I want to be filming a fucking. I want the deli to be a full blown show. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. No one knows about this yet.
I want
no
it
one.
To now be. I'm gonna I make want it live. To be all the fucking the meats. The scenery is just good. The old about, school fucking menu behind us.
Yeah. About 2 months ago, we had a production company reach out to us about the deli. The clips they saw on TikTok and. I think it was, I forget what the company was called. Trevor Engelson. He's like a big dude in the industry, I guess. Long story short, he was like, hey, like, do you ever have a, you know, passion to pursue this bigger, you know, as like a TV show or a movie or something? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be sick. I mean, fuck. I guess that's like a dream of mine is to be on like Netflix. That would be sick. But cool. We didn't know that was a reality to make this deli like a show until he approached. Long story short, didn't end up working out, but it gave us the idea to like write up a TV show pitch for it. And now we got connected with a couple other people we're talking to. Long story short, these things take a long time. I mean, to write a script, even just for a pilot and develop a whole show, you're looking at least probably 3 to 6 months just for that. If you're really grinding at it to get a full show into production, that probably, I mean, it really depends, but it wouldn't be for a little bit, at least a year. Yeah. If we really hammer it for the next year. That's probably it. But the fact that we're trying to write this up as a TV show, I just want to put it out there because I want to know if people would watch it.
People
I think
would,
they would.
100%. I think we just keep doing what we're doing and everything's just going to happen, bro.
If you've watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like think about that. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but with the deli as the centerpiece, like they have the bar, the deli's the centerpiece, and we're just doing shit around Boston. We're going to Patriots tailgates. We're just, you know, traffic, fucking just everything that people deal
that's
with in
it.
Boston.
It's really just our life with high production.
It is.
I'm going to take a piss real quick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gonna let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo.